today we're talking about slip and fall and trip and fall accidents. So those are any accidents where you either trip somewhere or you slip and are injured as a result. Slip and falls are sort of general term for any kind of accident or injury that occurs because somebody slips and falls on property that's owned or occupied by someone other than themselves. If you go visit a friend or a relative and you slip and fall in their house, anywhere outside their house on their property, that's a slip and fall. If you go to a shopping center or a mall and you fall either inside or outside of the mall or store or restaurant, that could be a slip and fall claim. Distinction is that at your own property, if you slip and fall, you can't sue yourself. So it's always where it's occurred on somebody else's property, where there is somebody other than you that's responsible for the condition that caused you to slip and fall. So for instance, in a store, in the inside, it could be because products have spilled and weren't timely cleaned up, slippery residue on the floor surface, somebody's mopping and didn't put up appropriate warnings or signs. Really all kinds of circumstances that make the floor more slippery than expected and somebody unfortunately slips and falls. Could also be because something dropped on the floor. It doesn't even need to be a liquid. Also related to the slip and fall is the trip and fall. In legalese, sometimes we refer to it as vertical discontinuities. That just means like there's a trip ledge. So someone expected the surface to be straight, but there's a ledge there, or there's a divot or a hole. It could be items blocking the aisles, things sticking out that catch your shoe or your foot, objects that shouldn't have been there or weren't expected to be there, or there should have been some sort of warning or something to bring your attention to it. So in order to be successful in bringing a claim for injuries arising from either a slip and fall or a trip and fall incident, that's going to be some other part. So if it's on a private home or residential property, typically, it's the person that owns the property or lives at the property or both. In a commercial setting, like a shopping center or a store, it would be the property owners or landlords, occupiers of the property, meaning the tenant, sometimes maintenance companies that have been hired to maintain either the inside or outside of the property or both. Speak to a lawyer early, so that the lawyer can start to do the necessary investigation to identify who the appropriate party or parties are and give them notice so that there isn't any defense asserted later that they didn't have timely notice. Sometimes it's easy to identify who the responsible parties are, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes it requires investigators and property searches, speaking with witnesses sometimes. You need to identify those parties so that proper notice can be given and ultimately an insurance company can be notified as well so that the process of resolving your claim can start early. So how do we evaluate how much a slip and fall or trip and fall case is worth? Similar to any other personal injury claim, where you look at what lawyers refer to or the law refers to as damages. And damages are those harms and losses. And there can be general damages, often referred to as pain and suffering, and the impact that injury has on the person's life are all factors in considering the value of the non-economic or the non-pecuniary losses. And so your lawyer would have to have a discussion with you after reviewing the specific circumstances of your case to give you some guidance on what similar cases have resulted in with those types of injuries. The other type of losses are more specific to the economic losses that the individual has sustained as a result of the injury. So common economic losses are income loss. So if somebody can't work or has lost time from work as a result of the injury, the other one is healthcare expenses. Those are the immediate healthcare expenses after the accident or injury. If it's a more serious injury that's going to have longer term consequences, it will involve looking at or forecasting what the medical expenses will be over the next period of time. There could be other economic losses, like losses related to the person's ability to care for themselves or to care for their home. If an injury is really severe and impacts activities of daily living, like getting dressed, personal hygiene and grooming, making meals, cleaning up after themselves or cleaning their home. Those are all factors that would be considered by your lawyer to try to assess whether or not there's any exposure to those kinds of losses as well. The value of a slip and fall or trip and fall case, like any other personal injury case, is extremely case specific. And so your lawyer has to assess your particular case, your particular circumstances, and identify which losses you can claim and to the extent that you can claim those losses. Slip and fall and trip and fall cases are governed by timelines, which means the injured party has a limited amount of time to advance a case. And in some circumstances, the timelines can be extremely short. So do not delay. Even if you think you're not sure yet, it's important to at least talk to a lawyer early. If there are timelines that are very short, the lawyer can at least assist you in doing the appropriate notices to preserve your claim. And you don't necessarily have to advance the claim, but at least it's preserved. And then you can rest easy knowing you have time to decide whether or not you want to bring that claim. We've had those calls where people have called us not only for slip and fall accidents, but other kinds of accidents as well, where we have to tell them we cannot assist because they waited too long and they would have otherwise had a very good claim with merit. Oftentimes, people maybe underestimate the risk of serious injury from a slip and fall or trip and fall accident. Fortunately, a lot of people fall and they get up and it's nothing more than a little bit of embarrassment. And that's not the kind of case we're talking about. We think of car accidents as far more dangerous, but in fact, cars have become safer. Oftentimes, people that are involved in a car accident walk away with pretty modest injuries or no injuries at all. More often, the cases that we see for slip and falls and trip and fall accidents result in broken bones. Those can range from ankle injuries, other lower extremity injuries, shoulder and wrist injuries, hand injuries, fractured vertebrae in the spine, sometimes very serious head injuries where somebody falls and very forcefully strikes their head on a hard surface like concrete. There's also soft tissue injuries that don't necessarily require surgery but have lasting impact on the person's ability to function. Occasionally, sadly, trip and fall and slip and fall accidents can result in death as well. Even if it's not a head injury, but there's a significant fracture, sometimes that leads to complications and ultimately the person succumbs to the injury. I can't stress enough how important it is to go and get checked out if you were involved in a slip and fall or trip and fall accident. Even if you don't necessarily think the injuries are serious, sometimes serious injuries aren't immediately apparent. Unlike a car accident where the police typically come and record the events of the incident and take statements and write a report, it doesn't always happen like that in a trip and fall or slip and fall accident. So it's really important for the victim, the person who's been injured, to take steps to ensure that evidence is preserved. Number one, video or photographs of the area where you fell, the condition that you think was defective or not proper. Document that. If there were witnesses, make sure you get their contact information because they can be really critical later to proving fault. If it was in a store or some other public setting, notify them immediately. Or if you're unable to, make sure somebody else on your behalf notifies them. Private residence, notify the homeowner and speak to a lawyer early because a lawyer will also be able to preserve evidence. Very often there's surveillance cameras set up around properties and you want to make sure those are preserved. The employees that may have been working at the time, records of maintenance, you want to make sure those are preserved. So on the other side, if you are a property owner or you're responsible for maintaining property, it's also important to recognize that things that might not appear readily as significant hazards can be. I think sometimes people think, well, what's the biggest risk? So what? Somebody falls, they get up and they'll be fine. But the reality is slip and falls can have very serious consequences. And so it's important as a property owner to pay attention, to look at your property. And if you're aware of, you know, an area that's a trip hazard, even though no one's been significantly hurt yet, take care of it, fix it. And if you don't have the ability to fix it immediately, at the very least, draw attention to it so that people can avoid it and take care of themselves. Warning sign, blocking the area off, for instance, anything just to draw attention so that people can avoid it. I hope you found this video informative. And if you have any questions about a trip and fall or slip and fall incident, we're happy to talk to you. Feel free to call us. Details are located in the show notes below. Thanks again.